We spin the wheel and we see what everyone's new chore is for the week. Okie dokie, artichokey!
Okie dokie!
I'm the bestest preschooler, so I better get the bestest chore this time, like snack hander outer.
Dulce, you get to feed the pets. Harold is the rug straightener outer.
Yeah.
Susie's our line leader, and Savannah's in charge of snacks.
I'll save you an extra pudding.
Oh, Angelica, you get to make sure there's always fresh chalk.
You call that a job?
Now, Angelica, there are no small chores, only small children doing big, important chores.
I'm so very sorry to interrupt. Hi, kids. But I have extremely exciting Yes, I Can World news. Our wonderful school, the Yes, I Can Early Childhood Development Center, is to be featured in Preschool Preview magazine. They'll be writing an article about us and taking pictures. Will you kids be in the pictures? Yes, you will! And, Miss Weimer, you could end up on the magazine's cover!
Pictures? Okie dokie, class! Class, clean-up mode!
Yeah! Yeah!
Now, I think what we need for this special occasion is a special play. What do you think, Miss Weimer?
What an idea. Oh, a wonderful idea. And I'm certain that all the very, very, very hard work will be worth it.
Yay!
A play, huh?
We could do Happy Happy Hugs, which I directed in Ho 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 Hocus, or Sharing is Caring, which
or
I also...
Or we could do a Dr. Yeskel original adaptation. George Washington and the Cherry Tree. It's perfect because it takes place in the preschool days of our country. Plus, I spent weeks working on it.
Our country went to preschool?
Yes, yes. The magazine's editors will be charmed by a play. Plus, let's see them top that at Super Duper You.
Hey, lady. That's my chalk you're snapping.
So, Dr. Yeskel, when do...
Can we start immediately? Yes, we can. I'm off to get the costumes.
Oh, boy. We have lots of fun work to do. Okie dokie pokey wokies.
Okie dokie!
Exercise is good for the mind and body, and we need both to work together for our play!
Can it be a musical so I can sing? My hands are making circles, circles in the air. My mom put some new barrettes, new ones in my hair.
Wonderful singing, but no musical, too much pressure. But what I mean is, how about some cleansing breath, everyone? Ready? It's George Washington time. Now, our play is three short scenes. First, when George was a little boy, then an army general, and when he was president.
Can I be Big George?
The Greek Supreme President?
So many questions, so little time. This group will be soldiers who spread peace and fun all around, and this special group will be townspeople.
Those play parts are small, and who cares? Others are more importanter, like for me.
Okay, next we have George Washington's father, a very special part, and whoever plays it only has one short line to remember. I'm thinking Harold. You'll be a great father to the father of our country.
Hey, everyone. I'm the country's daddy of the daddy.
Congratulations, Harold.
Yes!
Now, the part of George is very big with lots of lines. So, friends, my choice for George is Matthew. Because, well, when I asked earlier, he was the only one who could remember what he had for breakfast. Okie dokie, the next part in the play is George's wife, Martha.
I want to play Matthew's, I mean George's wife. Pick me, please. Pretty please. Especially since no one else wants it.
I want to play Martha too, Miss Weimer.
both of you want it.
Let go, I have it first.
Savannah, if Matthew's George, I need to be Martha so I can practice being his wife for the future when we're real husband and wife. He's already practically my boyfriend, you know. Matthew, you want to eat together?
Okay.
Hi, Matthew.
Oh, hi, Angela.
Practically your boyfriend, huh? Angela? Yeah, well, he must have forgot. Anyways, you should just give up on being Martha. I'm the bestest. Even Susie knew better than to try. Miss Weimer, is there a narrator?
Oh, yes, Susie, there is.
Then that's what I want to be. See, it's just a small nothing part. The narrator's the person who tells the whole story, right? And also says the most of anybody and is in every single scene, right?
Huh?
Correctamundo. You'll be a very wonderful narrator, Susie.
But I'm gonna be Martha, right?
Well, there is Savannah, who also would like...
And I want it really bad. I'm using my words good, right, Miss Weimer?
Yes, Savannah. Empowering, isn't it? Well, since you're both passionate about the part, here's what we'll do. Both of you come in tomorrow ready to tell me why you should play Martha. It'll be fun, plus...
Piece of cake. I can act triangles around Savannah.
I don't know, Angelica. I think Savannah can act pretty good.
What do you mean?
Remember the day she said she had a tummy ache and couldn't do her chore? And then right after at recess she was jumping rope?
Good luck at our act-off tomorrow, Angelica. I'm sure you'll do great. Yeah, I'm sure I will. Mine it, Savannah. I guess you can give up now. The part is definitely mine.
Hey, you knocked over our tower.
Oh, really sorry. It's just my big, fancy, about-to-be-your-wife Martha dress. I'll be more careful. And you'd be a great Martha. You know, the only reason I wanted it is because I knew I could never get the part of the tree. The tree? What do you mean? What did you mean about the tree? Well, the tree's really the star. The play's all about George and his relationship with the cherry tree.
Huh?
Absolutely! Martha's old and ugly and just stands there doing nothing. I mean, the play is called George Washington and the Cherry Tree.
Yeah, not George and Martha.
I would have gone for the tree part, but I know I'm not good enough. But you got natural talent, Angelica.
Yeah, it's true. Thanks.
You're the perfect tree. Martha Washington was a great lady. She was smart, creative, and helped her busy husband run our new country. I want to be her because she was so interesting, and I think I can be just like her.
A woman can do any job a man.
And a woman can do any job a man can do.
Right on, sister. Oh, and very nice, Savannah. So true. Now, Angelica.
Well, Martha is a very important part, but I don't want it. I've changed my mind. I want to play the cherry tree instead.
Huh? You feel okay, Angelica?
Are you sure, Angelica?
Oh, I'm sure, all right.
Okay. You're the tree, and that means Savannah is Martha.
Why do you want to be the tree?
Why do you think? Because, like, the tree is the most importantest part of all? Lucky for Savannah, I figured that out.
Oh, yeah, Angelica. Real lucky.
You kids look wonderific.
Miss Weimer, where's my wonderific costume?
Dr. Yeskel will be here any minute with your tree. Okay, friends, it's time to rehearse the first scene. Remember, loud voices, speak slowly, and always face your audience. I need George, our tree, and the narrator on stage. Everyone else have a seat. Susie?
One day young George was walking in his big backyard.
Susie.
Oh, okay. And he saw a cherry tree, and George lifted his sharp axe, and,
And not meaning to hurt anyone or anything.
Oh, yeah.
One sec. Angelica, please hold your arms up like the good tree I know you are.
How about something like this, or this, or this? Think how much more fabulouser I'll be in my great costume.
Good tree arm using, Angelica.
I'm just gonna jump you down. Sorry, did I spit at you?
No, it's fine, Georgie.
Here's the tree. Oh, you cherubs look beautiful. A magazine cover mosaic.
Goody! Get ready, cause I'm gonna knock your socks on.
Yay! Ta-da!
Well, the tree looks so real and foresty. Nice and easy chopping. Now your line, George's daddy.
Who chopped down this cherry tree? I did the line good.
Problem! Problem! You call this a cherry tree? There's no mouth hole. How's everyone supposed to hear me?
Well, Angelica, your very necessary part, the tree, has no lines. You see, trees don't really...
No lines? Who ever heard of a cherry tree without lines?
Is this the right Martha costume, or do I wear one of my others now?
You said the tree was the importantest part. It doesn't even talk.
Maybe you could rustle a little, like wave in the breeze.
The tree wants to talk.
It's a fact of life, Angelica. Trees can't talk.
Remember, there are no small parts in our play, only small actors doing great, big, important parts. And Angelica, you are the only tree.
Yeah. I am the only tree, and I do get to stand next to... Excuse us. It's Matthew and my scene. Hi, Matt. I mean, Georgie.
Nice costume. Well, enjoy your scene, because it's your only one.
What? Miss Weaver! Am I just in one scene?
Yes, Angelica, but it's a very, very important scene.
One scene? No lines? This is intolerating!
Angelica, I know you can be the best tree ever.
You said you wanted to be the tree.
We're ready, Angelica.
Oh, look. Your cherry tree fell all by itself, George.
Who fell down this cherry tree?
Oh!
Oh, George, you are such a brave general.
General George holds his wife's hand. This would be a good place for a love song.
Stop! Martha, hold George's hand.
I thought the tree didn't speak.
It doesn't.
Angelica, listen. You have no lines!
Shouldn't I be in this scene? The play is George Washington and the Cherry Tree.
Very sorry to interrupt. Just here with the preschool preview magazine's award-winning photographer. Don't mind us. Here are our little stars.
Hi, I'm Miss Wee.
Why does that tree have its branches folded? Can we fix that? I think we can.
Branches up, Miss Tree. Branches up is a fun class play, and the photographer's here. I'd like you to be a very good listener now. Do you want to be the very first tree to have a time out?
Wonderful, Miss Weimer. All is well. Let me show you our water feel wheel with mood lights. Bet they don't have that at Super Duper U.
Oh, George, you are such a brave general.
General George holds his wife's hand.
Why, Angelica, you're standing in the wrong place. The tree would never stand next to Martha if you were in this scene.
Fine, I'll stand next to George then, because I'm George's tree.
I know it's hard for you to be stuck in your, well, ugly costume, not being able to talk and watching me with Matthew the whole time, but that's the way the play is written.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Everything looks perfect, doesn't it?
Who treed a cherry top? Whose tree is chopping down? Whose tree was the chopped cherry?
Oh, George, how do you like your tree now?
Cool eyes! And I guess the tree's, nice.
You're still a tree.
Attention, everyone. Gather around. Absolutely different-looking tree from yesterday. Okie dokie, then. Whoopsie, you're out of my stocking. Anyways, some last-minute instructions. No picking, flicking, or licking. Smile and speak loudly. I'll be here to help.
All the magazine people are here. This is our big chance. Oh, nice dress. You have lipstick on your teeth. I know nothing will go wrong, and you all do great. Bye, smile, have fun.
It's showtime!
Drop. I painted it myself.
One day, young George was walking in his big backyard, and he saw a cherry tree. And George lifted his sharp axe, not meaning to hurt anyone or anything.
Stop! You can't hit me! I'm your faithful cherry tree! Huh? I'm our country's favorite tree, and your friend forever. When you're old, I'll still be your tree, Georgie. So please, pretty please, don't chop me down.
I thought she doesn't talk. Don't I just chop?
Angelica, stop. Matthew, chop.
Hey, no! It's me, your little old tree.
Angelica, you keep talking. It's so very, very, very not okay, okay?
You can climb me and get shade from me.
And then the tree was quiet.
I'm an old but beautiful tree. And I see lots of hysterical history and know Georgie's secrets.
You do?
I think it's time for my line.
And George's father, can do see George.
Choppy, did you cherry down that George tree?
And George, like us, didn't really know what his daddy meant.
Hey, you haven't chopped up yet.
That's right, George's daddy. I'm America's tree of being free and full of liberty. Right, George?
Come on, Georgie. Let's get away from that annoying tree. And then Martha came in and, took George and they stood in front of the talkie tree.
Which wasn't supposed to talk.
Oh, George.
Martha?
Can I do my line? I know it now!
I'm George's tree, and I say no holding hands.
Oh, George, I'd marry you if this stupid yucky tree would get out of the way.
Follow the script. Use our words.
Any words?
Then, Washington and his shoulders crossed the underwear in their boat.
Miss Waymark, the magazine cover! Our school's reputation! Our future!
Your future!
And now the tree is in the boat!
Angelica, there was a tree in the boat.
Georgie, you can't take a cruise without me.
And then Martha jumps in the boat, sort of squishing the tree.
Is this many people supposed to cross the underwear?
And Martha is next to George. No, wait, the tree is next to him. Oh, no, Martha gets the tree to move. She's near George. The tree tries again, Martha stops it.
Oh. I can't work with this tree.
Good. Make like a tree and leave.
And, Martha with bad wig hair decided to just up and leave the boat and, walk home across the river.
I'll be your wife like I was supposed to be from the beginning.
Ow!
You're now George Washington.
Wow, I'm George and his daddy.
He's George? That's wrong and unfair. Totally unfair.
Who chopped down this cherry tree? I said it right, right?
And, George's daddy, who's also George, asked himself a question.
How did he get to be two parts? He couldn't even remember his one George line! I should always have had the most to say, always! I'm Martha and in charge! Watch me lead the shoulders across the underwear!
This man named George Washington, he was president number one. His wife was Martha, and he had a tree, and the tree, it couldn't keep quiet, you see.
This play isn't about Martha or George's daddy. It's about George and me, the tree.
Oh, yeah, the tree couldn't keep quiet, no way. George's tree, it had a lot to say.
I mean, look at my glamour-fried costume. Have you ever seen a more fabulous tree anywhere? No. About my squirrel.
George's tree, it had a lot to say.
The tree does have a lot to say, because the play's about the tree.
The tree should hush and get out of my way. George's tree had too much to say. Oh, yeah, this tree would not keep quiet.
Wonderful. This ought to make Dr. Yeskel's eyes stop twitching.
I guess the tree saved the day.
Don't you mean my singing?
No, my tree.
My singing.
Tree.
Singing.
Tree.
Singing. Tree. Singing.
Tree.
Last teacher bone.